the aid volumes were not generating the kind of development results that everybody was hoping for. So a few members of the OECD, that's the Organization for Economic Development Cooperation based in Paris, took an initiative to bring together some political leaders to discuss the issue. They agreed on a series of actions which culminated in the holding of a high-level forum in Busan, Republic of Korea, last December, to see what can be done to establish a truly global partnership where both what we call donors, although I prefer to call them development assistance providers, and recipient countries can agree on an action plan to improve the effectiveness of the aid dollar, the aid euro, and so on. The global partnership essentially intends to reinforce the MDG 8.
And refresh my memory as to what MDG 8 is.
MDG 8 calls on members of the United Nations to enhance their cooperation on a global basis so that countries support one another for the purpose of achieving the Millennium Development Goals agreed in 2000.
How does the economic downturn that's been going on for the past several years, how is that affecting the provision of aid?
At least in two ways. One, and of course, although the official development assistance dollars have been going up, but there is inflation. And the challenges of development, to mention only climate change, are becoming more pressing. So we need more money in the pot, so to speak. And of course, those who are providing assistance are under pressure not to increase that because they have problems back home. And the average citizen is saying, why should we help other countries when we have a lot of problems at home? This is a language everybody understands. But of course, if you look further ahead, you say, to the extent that we are able to help poor countries stand on their feet, we are helping ourselves in the medium to long run, because these countries, when they get better, they become better markets for us. So it is not a win-lose situation in any way. So we have managed to contain the damage resulting from the global downturn. The second thing, the second impact, and I think this is the silver lining in that global cloud, if you like, is that it has led us, pushed us, to improve the quality of aid, not just the quantity of aid. How can we get more out of one US dollar, one euro, one Japanese yen than we used to last year or the last 5 years ago? So we're tightening the screws as an international community, cutting less relevant aid, cutting bureaucratic red tape, see, harmonizing among development partners to minimize duplication. And so there are these two issues that have come as a result of the global downturn.